welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Guys, welcome back.
I know.
I mean,
Taylor James, Tiddly Wofford.
This doesn't feel right.
I feel like we've been thawed from the ice.
God, did you even put up the Picard thing that we did? Because my nipples were in half of that.
That was yes, I did. All right.
Todd and I zoomed like a one-off Picard deal, mm-hmm. and I had some weird iPhone iPad holder that I just strapped around my neck, and it would hover shortly above my head like a drone.
Yeah,
and I was like, I have a chin. I was fat chinning the fuck out of that apparatus.
Dude, it's this quarantine. 15,
I was like, man. I don't know if Todd's gonna make this a video or not, but my nips are at my chin.
We live in uncertain times.
Yeah,
it's a frightening time.
Yeah, I have basically blacked out for the last 6 months.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just full on blackout.
And why not?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, this hadn't been that bad of a year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's pretty sweet. I mean, I miss movies, but you know, mm-hmm.
I miss MJ.
Oh, God, my mental health is at an all-time low. I could go anywhere from here.
Should be laughing at that, but
we're laughing and that's fun.
Yeah. Well, we're also drinking.
That is true.
Yeah, we're good and sauced already. Yeah, there ain't no doubt.
In fact, I threatened to leave if Todd did not start a podcast right now because I was like, I am a little too fucked up. We better start this before I influence the next election.
Mm-hmm. Just steer it wherever you want it to go. Yeah.
This is Entertainment Weekly is going to pick this up if we wait too much longer.
Is that Mark McGrath?
I only know him as Sugar Ray.
I get him mixed up with the dude that was in the remake of Planet of the Apes. Oh. He was also in that M. Night Shyamalan movie, like The Happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul Giamatti?
Wahlberg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wahlberg and McGrath are interchangeable for me.
Mark McGrath now looks a lot like old Bart Simpson on The Simpsons, like when he flashes forward.
Oh, the spiky hair.
Like, yeah.
Is he dude, still that is accurate. Mm-hmm. Leaning hard into those highlights. I don't know what he did, but like he definitely lost a bet with God.
I think at this point the highlights are leaning hard at him.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It looks like he's made his hair weaponized. Also, Mark McGrath, if you're listening to this, I don't give a shit. Fuck you and your soul patch.
And
continue.
And join the podcast. Come on out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just give up, man.
We just want to fly.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. We're just getting back in the swing of things. We're just kind of putting her hand down her pants to see what happens.
It's nice to discover new things, mm-hmm. and it is nice to be back with friends.
We've been learning about our bodies and just exploring.
Yeah.
But it's been 6 months.
A lot of soul searching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
Questions and
a lot of questions, a lot of answers. It's like Radio Shack. Yeah.
A lot of tapping my third eye.
A lot of tandy computers.
Getting in touch with the inside.
Yeah.
And honestly, if I can share.
Yeah.
This is a place of sharing. That first month or two when Pornhub gave us free Pornhub Prime? What's it called? I don't know.
I believe it was called Pornhub Premium.
Premium.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was great. That the freedom that gave. But let's be honest. The premium videos, not that great.
No.
No.
It made me wish that I had more 3 to 4 minute videos that just didn't quite deliver, but were still more titillating.
Yeah, it's like the 21 minute videos that were available at the time, you still focused on the 3 to 4 minute videos. So all you need is that time. You don't need the full video.
Yeah, you don't need 8 minute abs. Who's got the time? You know what the idea is? 7 minute abs.
No.
7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. That old nursery rhyme. That's the magic Pornhub number, 7. So Cinema Vino has become a Pornhub review site. So what you're going to want to look up is Lana Rhodes, Bella Danger, Kesha Gray, Carly Gray.
You say Bella Danger?
You have literally
Janice Griffith.
You had said 3 retired or 4 retired stars. Like, come on, man.
And
but Taylor.
Just a brief point of information.
Well, Abella's not. But.
Last podcast, I believe, that we did 6 months ago, we talked about Steve Guttenberg and selling mops in front of Walmart. So, just...
I mean, he's got to be the next character that is introduced and killed off in Stranger Things, like season 4.
Selling mops in front of a Walmart.
That's... our precognition, either that or definitely the creators of Stranger Things listen to our podcast and pick up gems.
Yeah, definitely.
That's copyrighted, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Trademark. Send them, you know,
Gutenberg. Gutenberg mopping.
I wish you had said that like 6 to 8 months ago.
So other than Pornhub, what have we been watching the last 6 months?
I haven't done any red tube in a while, but like, I
think some tube bait,
spank wire thing.
Yeah, spank wire and X video. Well, I think it's mostly X video. Oh, but actually watching, I don't know. I definitely watched season 3 of Dark, and we probably already talked about that and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've most recently been watching as of 9/11, I watched Raised by Wolves. On HBO Max, and also Lovecraft Country. I've been trying real hard to get through season 2 of Titans on DC, which should be up, you know, my alley and my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But fuck, man, is it a goddamn chore? Lovecraft Country.
I've heard things.
Is good. It's got like shit from the Cthulhu mythos, and it's the reason it is weird and disjointed episode to episode and why it looks like it starts moving so fast is it's based on a book, and the book is a series of like short stories, but they all involve the same characters. So it feels a little disjointed, and it looks like they maybe trying to, you know, pull some of those episodes together or tie them together. It's good. Raised by Wolves is produced by Ridley Scott and is a lot like Prometheus and Alien Covenant with the weird android philosophy stuff.
Let the record show the defendant just said Ridley Scott.
Ridless? Ridley.
So, carry on.
No, that was it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I thought it was time to let somebody else talk.
I have really been bad too. I've watched a few things. I know Netflix has put some great stuff out recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hate to say it, but during these uncertain, unsettling times. Yeah. So I have gone back to comfort TV,
mm-hmm.
and God bless Hulu for putting stuff up.
Murphy Brown.
I will be honest, I have destroyed TGIF.
Oh, yeah.
I have killed Full House
mm-hmm.
step by step.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. Baby.
Family Matters.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And right now, I am working on one of my favorite of all times, Married with Children.
Ooh, which is on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu. There. I watched some
and,
of that.
And mm-hmm. must I say, wildly, violently inappropriate.
Yes.
And I love every minute of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, to think if that show came out right now, it would last, what, 3 episodes? Let me take it off
the air. It would last 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Yeah, you're right. It was like, mm-hmm. it was like great one thing. Commercial break and then boop, mm-hmm. off the air.
That's a great mm-hmm. thing. They say film is forever. Yeah. That is a fucking time capsule.
It's a document.
Early to mid-90s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nine seasons, I think it was.
So like 10.
I haven't finished it. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I think I'm on season 8.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have to say this, and, you know, hey, I am all about every fucking movement there is right now. I am an equal opportunity movement. But goddamn, that show, to keep that same writing to go on for 10 seasons,
mm-hmm.
massive respect.
Yeah.
Because you think after two seasons at that, you lose a certain effect.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep the same jokes and that going, because I was watching I think I'm on season 8 right now,
mm-hmm.
and I was watching season 8, and I was like, this is a stretch,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still giggling.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm still giggling. I'm like, this isn't right.
Yeah.
I was like, so I'm a little scared for the next episode or the next seasons, but I was like, it'd be wildly inappropriate, but damn, like
it just gets sillier and sillier.
Exactly.
So there used to be, get home from school or whatever, and around 5 would be Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
5:30 would be Married with Children.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not watch either.
Yeah.
I wanted to watch both. My parents would not let me watch Simpsons.
Your parents are half German.
Well,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Not the good half. Like,
no, we, well, 100% Nazi, but they were. Wouldn't let me watch fucking Bart.
Yeah.
He just wanted to fart and skateboard, and that's all I wanted
to do. The Bart man.
Yeah.
They weren't strudel half.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have, like, sweet spiky hair. I wanted to have the skateboard. I wanted to toot a lot. They didn't want me to do any of that.
I don't think Bart ever tooted.
Mm-mm. And I identify with the Uter.
You had
Uta.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of movies, as you might guess, at moviereviews.us.
Moviereviews.us.
Taylor and Travis are coming for you in your sleep tonight. There've been some good movies. I mean, obviously, a lot of stuff's on hold. Black Widow, Bond, Tenet. Some of that stuff is coming out right now, and they're unfurling it slowly. And some places are already getting overseas because stuff is open overseas. We can't have nice things in the United States.
No, God, no.
King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Some stuff's going back into production. Some stuff is on hold.
Honestly, these movies better be the fucking tits. If they get this much post-production.
Or pre.
Or they can go back. Yeah. There's... You can screen all the fuck you want, but these better be smelling shiny like daisies.
Yeah. So.
Continue.
I think one of the best movies I saw this summer was Palm Springs with Andy Samberg. Did you guys watch this?
God, I have not watched it yet, but I've heard. Oh, damn it.
It's tasty.
It's Dig Bags. Why don't you tell me?
Dirty Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
It is. We watched it twice. And that's the highest compliment I could ever pay a movie, especially when I'm watching them like all the time and doing hundreds of them a year. I watched it twice.
So the guy that did Happy Death Day, mm-hmm. which there have been two, it's like a horror movie during Groundhog Day scenario. He's actually got a new movie coming out, and both of those were great.
Yeah,
both 1 and 2, delightful, because basically the person lives through the Groundhog Day. The first day they're like, oh, cool. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Is it going to get to the next day? Nope. Next day is also fucked. And it's a whole sequel. It's delightful.
Yeah.
They're coming out with another movie that is a horror take on Freaky Friday.
Ooh.
Where it's not the mother and the parent, and it's not the fucking Rob Schneider, like the hot girl thing.
God bless.
But, like, but this gal, this high school cheerleader.
You say chillered?
Chillered. I'm drunk as shit.
It's chilly.
Look, I am on record saying we should have started podcasting earlier. But no, Todd wanted me fucking blottoed and ging-bombed before I did this podcast. This is what you fucking get.
And the people at home don't know what ging-bomb means. We'll explain that someday.
Yeah, we don't have time for this.
Yeah, we don't have time for every in-joke.
It's just called Freaky, and the high school cheerleader switches bodies with the serial killer that killed her, played by Vince Vaughn.
Oh.
So the serial killer, the college cheerleader wakes up in Vince Vaughn's body and sees all the crazy shit that he wakes up to, and boom, movie. Trailer looked good. The first two movies this director made. Delightful. So I will be checking that out.
And somebody needs to break down sometime the quality of the movie and the ratio to Vince Vaughn's sideburns.
Oh, the length?
The length.
Yeah.
How straight they are. Like Swingers. Oh, he has the big old, like, long sideburns. Great movie.
They were pretty strong in Wedding Crashers, too.
Man, they were pretty strong in the Psycho remake.
That's true.
God, that movie sucked ballsack. I forgot about that. Thank you, Travis.
We need to go back and measure, though. We need to make sure.
Well,
so
he was mixing a lot of baby batter.
So there's a lot of good movies out there. A lot of stuff on demand. You just have to know where to look, just like you would at the theater. I watched The Rental, which is a recent horror movie that was pretty good. And I don't like horror movies. I can't stand them.
What was that one again?
Basically, it's like they get like a... Airbnb, and they think the guys that owns it is spying on them, like Big Brother style.
Okay, yeah, I know that, yeah.
And so, yeah, things go wrong, and they think that, you know, he's got blackmail material on him, and it sets up this conflict, and yeah. So Mulan was good. I don't know if you guys are Mulan fans.
We have.
Yes. Yeah, I bought it.
Watched it. We have not. That is on the list.
It's good. Yeah. If you like the original, you'll like this one.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for one of you guys to buy it. Let me watch it.
I've got it. So yeah. It's all you.
Maybe we can do a group watch and a podcast.
I'm thinking, and see what you guys think. Midsummer might be a good one to watch.
No.
And just blow our minds.
I need to watch that by myself, under the covers, during the day, subtitles, sun up.
I think it's a great movie to watch and talk about.
All right, well, then I need to watch Hereditary first.
Yes, that's another, you know, we need to bring Daniel also back for that one.
Oh, yeah.
He was a big fan of Midsummer when it came out. I was less of a fan, so it's good to get that kind of point.
Yeah, I miss Daniel. He didn't piss me off. He's got a cute beard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just like all three of us.
Gentle listeners, Daniel has a cute beard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
He does.
I would be his cute beard.
I would sign a notary-like form that says that we all have cute beards.
I think we're beardy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you are too generous.
Because he cares.
Mm-hmm. The more you know.
Yeah. I will say that if there was ever a time to catch up on movies... So I follow a lot of shit on Instagram, and the one movie that I have yet to see, but I've just got to put the fucking time in, and that's my biggest problem. Mm-hmm. It's like I'm the guy that'll commit to 7 episodes of fucking, you know, Family Matters step by step, you know, but I won't watch a movie.
Yeah,
that's my fault. That's my bad. Mm-hmm. But I would, you know, I really want to see. Of all the things I've read about other movies and stuff, I still haven't seen The Lighthouse. And I want to see that so effing worth bad.
That's another one we could watch together.
Yeah,
I've seen it. I bought it. I still haven't watched it.
It just looks like it's so well done and so interesting.
And so strange.
I have seen some of the spoilers, but enough where it's like, but does that say something for a movie where like I kind of like, okay, so I don't know anything about Midsummer. Mm-hmm. I know what it's about, but I don't know everything.
Yeah.
I know a lot of some of the spoilers about Lighthouse. But I still want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But I still want to see it. I was like, so what the hell? Like they drink what? You know, I was like, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a watch, and it would be another good one to watch and talk about because it definitely leaves you with that kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah.
But I think in a good way. It's good to watch those movies every now and then to kind of knock you off your horse.
For sure. Yeah.
Midsummer definitely does that, and I think you'll be in one camp or the other after watching it.
Gross.
So, and we still need to do the 78 Superman, the Christopher Reeve.
If we're watching crazy fucked up shit that I really want to watch, but I'm also scared to, Mandy by Nicolas Cage, starring Nicolas Cage, I've heard is really good. Somebody, something or some demon steals his girlfriend. And he goes apeshit, going crazy, and gets a chainsaw and chases him around.
Is that streaming right now?
Mm.
Oh, I thought I saw Nicolas Cage face on Hulu, and that scared me.
Oh, but I think he's gonna be in a fucking Tiger King spinoff on Amazon
with Kristen Wiig.
I have never watched Tiger King on Netflix. I don't give a flying ding dong fuck about it. I even more of a ding dong fuck. Do not give a shit about Nicolas Cage playing the fucking Tyler King. Or Tiger King? Carol Baskin? He's Ligers? Fucking Napoleon Dynamite? I don't give a shit.
Okay. You said you don't give a ding dong fuck. What was it? You don't give a shit about a ding dong fuck.
Yeah.
About flying the Tyler King. Ding
dong, flibbity flobbity, hibbity jibbity.
First of all.
Ding dong fuck. About Carol Baskin.
What did the Tyler King ever do to you?
My tongue's not going in the right direction. I'm feeling all right. Guys, I don't get out of the house a lot anymore.
Well, this really is like none of us weird. Actually, mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like...
This is the first time to hang out together.
Yeah.
And long time.
We shared a hug.
Mm-hmm.
We did.
I haven't hugged somebody since like 2008, feels like.
Yeah.
COVID be damned.
It's been since Obama's first term, since I've hugged anybody.
Yeah, I mean, if there's COVID, we all got it now.
Mm-hmm. We're like the violin players on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
We go down together.
You realize how famous we're going to get after this one podcast?
We're the only podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're the only show in town, and we're sorry.
Well, I mean, they could listen to Joe Rogan, but
he spent a lot of money on Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Where he got a lot of money from Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He eats his eggs funny.
I've heard that too. Yeah. I actually read that in a Reader's Digest one time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this has been another episode of Cinema Vino.
Oh, hey. guys, we're sorry.
It's good to be back.
We don't know what we're doing.
Mm-mm.
I need more wine.
Yeah, I did get Taylor to watch two weird shows in the interim. Fire and Ice and Kung Fury and Sing.
Mm.
Are we going to come back to that?
Oh.
Oh, I can keep talking. I don't give a fuck.
No, I think he's trying to wrap it up, but I had one thing to say.
Oh, we'll come back around, but we can do another quick one after this one.
I'm going to keep drinking.
Do it too. Yeah, we're going to keep drinking, but then we're going to do a twofer. We're going to do another one here in a second. Oh. So to you guys, it will seem like a week apart, but to us...
No time has passed. God, I'm a dick fuck then.
It will be mere minutes.
So,
but I don't give a ding dong fuck about giving a shit Tyler King.
I don't give a flying fuck a fucking fuck.
I like Tyler.
All right.
And so you can find movie reviews at moviereviews.us.
Moviereviews.us. Moviereviews.us. Moviereviews.us.
Still got it.
Yeah, still got the magic. And you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your chosen ding dong fuck.
Spotify, wherever you listen to ding dong fuck. Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to ding dong fuck. Podcast, Spotify, wherever you listen to ding dong fuck.
We are also starting here in a few months. We're going to do a OnlyFans Cinema Vino to where you can pay. We're looking at about $1.99 a month, mm-hmm. and you can chime in to our podcast, and Travis is going to pretty much do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Basically, you guys are going to pay for my me undies, and I'm going to wear them month to month, and then I will be turning around and selling those me undies that I wear.
Mm-hmm.
Each time we come to record a new podcast, I will take off the undies I am currently wearing, put them in a Ziploc bag, and those will get mailed out to you the next day when Todd leaves his house.
Yeah, so take those off when you go home.
We're going to try and keep them warm for you.
Take those off here.
So the point is you have to subscribe for at least $1.99 a month, and that gives you the opportunity to purchase those undies.
And we're going to have a new YouTube channel. Now, we're going to have to pixelate the first episode because it's all about me getting my asshole bleached. But we're going to have a before and after. We won't be able to show you exactly the color, but we're going to have two paint swatches to give you a good idea. So join us for our first YouTube video with paint swath bleached asshole.
It's good to be back.
I'm hoping it's 4 shades lighter.
I'm not an expert, but I think that violates YouTube's terms of service.
What? No, I mean, no. We just show two paint swaths. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We do enough pixelating.
It's morning mist.
Yep.
Thank you.
Check. Mic check. Oh, 1, 2.
Hey. Grab and stash. Hack and slash.
Hey.